Pranam and a big hearty Om Namah Shivaya on this auspicious mega Mahashivratri night. We are in Madhya Pradesh near Chindwara at Kranti Peeth, and during this night long interactive session we are blessed to have with us Vivekji to guide us and give some very deep meaningful insights. Pranam and Om Namah Shivaya. Vivekji, you spoke about Shiva and Shakti. You spoke about Ganga Ji and Narmada Ji. You also spoke about Shiva being Devadidev Mahadev and also Pashupatinath. In the same flow, I would like you to say something, to comment on these two places, places of religious importance in Sanatan Dharma, Kashi and Kailash. Kashi, which is talked about as a city where people like to spend their last days on this earth in their physical form. As they call in the West, Kashi as a city of death. And Kailasha as some spiritual place where we visit after our death, post our physical form. I wanted to know from you, how do you look at these two places which hold prime importance in Shiva's narrative?
Actually, Kashi is not... Kashi and Kailash, they have been very important for anything that has come from Indian subcontinent, including Buddhism, including Tibetan Buddhism, and even born religion, which is from Tibet area.
Mahayana and other.
A born religion which has very divine, I mean, for them it's everything is there, very divine. Similarly, Kashi. Kashi was not only important for us as the Sanatan Dharmis, but even at one point when Lord Buddha was trying to take a very different route, he still has to come very close to Kashi to give his first sermon in that deer park, which is called right now Sarnath. Kashi was not only a place for us, it was for several other religions too. Similarly, Kailash.
Kailash, yes.
Even in Jain tradition, there has been a story of their Tirthankaras going to Kailash.
Yes.
Even the 24th Tirthankara, Mahaviraji, there is a story about him that while, when he was born, he was taken there for a few seconds and brought it back because he had to go there. Kailash has a huge importance in Indian meditative systems,
okay,
or the whole sadhana system of India and Buddhism. Look, if you physically, if you try to see Kailash, you will find that, what is Kailash? There is not even a air, you cannot breath, you cannot breathe. Nothing grows there. It's really a silent zone. But that's what many of the places Shiva has always chose to be. See, any greater temple of this country, whether you go to Amarnath, whether you go to Kedarnath, whether you go to Panch Kedar, or wherever you find, like Kranti Peeth, they are all the places that has a very hard accessibility. It has been also said that Shiva goes and lives in Kailash with his beloved Parvati. The narrative that this country was trying to make is that Shiva is not fond of the lucrative business of religion. Shiva is not fond of his normal crowd that we have as such. Shiva was not fond of having a great fanfare. Shiva was for the seeker, so people have to reach him if they wanted to find out anything about him and his journey. And they were all very difficult places. In some places, you cannot go for rest of the 6 months, like Kedarnath.
Yeah.
There was a huge sentiment that this country was trying to give, that Shiva is a journey of nothingness. Shiva is a journey of nothingness. Because what has happened? There was a time in this country when through religion, especially through our dharmic tradition, people were trying to get something, have something. Having something, whether you are Acharya, whether you are Mantra, whether you have Veda's knowledge, whether you have, you know, having something, you have gained something, that's when you were called that you have a sense of Sanatana or Ishwar or God or Divine. But there was a clear distinction that was made in the Savic tradition, that Shiva is the journey of nothingness. Because Shiva says, Jnanam Bandh hai, knowledge is bondage. He was the first primordial being who had said knowledge is bondage. Who the hell has ever said in this country that knowledge is bondage? No, Shiva says, Jnanam Bandh hai. Because he wanted you to just leave everything, whatever you have acquired. Nothingness. And that's what the nothingness was this country was trying to give from the Kailasha, from the Kedarnath, from Amarnath, from Panch Kedaras, from every these places. Even appearance of Shiva here in Krantipeth is something like that. Accessibility was very nil. I mean, right now you have come with your car, but if you had come 3 years back, you'll have to track at least a kilometer. And that's when you will be here. Right now you're sitting in a cement floor, but there was nothing like that 3 years back. On the same night 3 years back, it was freezing cold. And there was a hailstorm here. I was sitting here because this was not like this. It was just a small structure. And 6 or 8 people were there with me because nobody could access it. And they were just sitting around. I had the blanket. Nobody had anything. Shiva, the appearance of Shiva comes where the accessibility is much difficult. Because it's a one thing that deeply Shiva is trying to give. That journey to me is journey of nothingness. Don't bring any baggage. Now come Kashi. The hot point of civilization. Where every greatest scholar was born. Where greatest myths of this country were created. That was the place where visitors or the tourists, everyone was coming. It was a cultural hotbed. And that's where Shiva appears. Tradition says that this is the place where you come and seek, consciously seek your death. That was a beautiful way. Because you come to the cultural hotbed where you see everything is happening. Greatest art, historians, dancers, kings and queens, the whole magics of everything that one could think of is happening. But that's where you come to seek death. Because there was a sense that all this is futile. Nothing of this is gonna make sense. What is going to make sense is your 3 foot high wall.
Yes, meeting of the two extremes, right?
Meeting of the two extremes. And I think very few cultures have had that courage. Very few cultures have had that courage. None of the culture wanted to give the two extremes or the contextual extreme to any civilization. We have not done that. There are very few places. I mean, India was able to do that because there was no limit of our expressions. Coming back to the one last thing about Kashi and Kailash, If Kashi is death, seeking of death, and if Kailash is seeking of nothingness, because Shiva lives in between, he is nowhere and he is everywhere. So between that seeking of death and between that journey of nothingness, that's where Shiva is.